you. On this particular episode, we're talking about wholesale real estate online traffic formula, okay? And with that being said, there's a question that came in, and then after that, I'm going to dig into what the ILDT means, the ILDT formula. If you want to practice your wholesale real estate online, it's very possible. It's actually easier, and it's absolutely doable. Okay. So by the time we're done with this, make sure you comment. You can see that was a comment that came in. I always reply everybody. If you have a question, you have thoughts, please subscribe, share, like this video. I will absolutely appreciate that. So with that being said, let's dive into it. There's a question that came in right here. It says, "Hi Allah, I have decided to focus a lot of my resources on online traffic for my wholesaling business. I can see where I can build a list of potential buyers, but I would still like you to go over it if possible." Okay. All right, so if you don't know what that wholesaling business, in case you're brand new and you don't know what that is, simply means you're buying houses low and you're selling them. Now, there's some technicalities to that, okay? You may say, maybe I don't have money. You can actually do this business without having money up front, okay? Or without using your own money. Really, the wholesaling business is just having the ability to facilitate a deal from a motivated seller. That means somebody that needs to get rid of a property because of their overall book, financial book. There's a property on the book, and the property needs to go. Maybe probably because of divorce, maybe because of pre foreclosure, maybe because they've tried to sell it for 100 days and it's not selling. They've moved to another city, so now the house is really becoming more of a liability, right? As opposed to an asset, because they already moved. They need to move on with their life. That's a motivated seller. So you knowing how to facilitate a deal where you buy a property from that kind of person and you pass it on to an end buyer, it's called wholesaling. You buy it at the wholesale price and you give it still at the wholesale price to an end buyer who may want to fix and flip it, who may want to buy and hold it for rental purposes, right, for many different reasons. But you being the middleman will facilitate this by actually acquiring equitable interest in the property. That means you put it under contract, okay? That means you put it under the contract with an intention to purchase it either in partnership with an end buyer or by yourself, right? When you buy wholesale like that for the purpose of flipping it, that's called wholesaling business, okay? So now, if you want to do it as a business, you want to be doing multiple properties, right? You need to build a list of potential buyers, okay? Of course, you can go in the market right now, make a few noise about the property you just put under contract. And then, if it's such a good deal, people can buy it. But the truth is that sometimes a good deal is in the eyes of the beholder, right? So not everybody is going to see it as a good deal. Some people are going to say, well, that's a good deal. Some people are going to say, hey, I want $40,000 in equity. I want $100,000 in equity before I can consider it a good deal. And a lot of times it's a percentage basis. I want 40% in equity before I can consider a good deal. Some people say, listen, if I can save 10% on the house and that will help me with my closing costs, that will help me offset my closing costs and my other costs. Some people say that's a good deal, depending on the area, depending on many factors. So that's why, because of those array of different types of buyers, you need to build a list of potential buyers. So whenever you put a house under contract, all you have to do is email these people, right? When you email them about the property that's available, you tell them your own assessed after repair value. You tell them how much repair you think it needs, and you tell them how much you want for the property, right? There are two ways to do that. You can tell them how much you want, or you can tell them how much it's available for, and you tell them your fees, right? I personally prefer to tell them how much we want for the property so we can negotiate properly, right? All right, so that's what wholesaling is, right? So you need to build a list of buyers. So that's what this person is talking about. But where do you get a list of buyers? How do you attract a list of buyers, especially online? And that's what this particular video is about. So it goes, however, where I am struggling is how to attract traffic of motivated sellers online. All right, that's a good question, actually. What would be the type typical target to place an ad in front of in order to generate leads of motivated sellers. Thanks for all you do. So yeah, we already talked about the list of potential buyers, which I just explained, but what about motivated sellers? How do you attract motivated sellers online? All right, so there are two ways, okay, that I know personally that I practice, okay, and that's by absolutely creating content for people who want to sell their house fast, okay, and people who want to avoid foreclosure. Those are the two ways I know, okay. Now, is there a way to target people who are divorcing who have a home? I guess that would be how to sell the house fast. Is there a way to target people who inherited a property that they really do not want? I guess that's how to sell a house fast, okay? That will fall under that category. And here's what I always do. If you want to discover other ways, just start with one of those two first. And the beautiful thing about the online platform we have today is that there's so much data, right? There's so much data to help you with this kind of process. Okay, and what I mean by that is that the data is how what are people searching for? Exact phrases that people are searching for on Google, right? When they run into this type of problems, like they have a property that they need to get rid of and they don't know how to. Avoid foreclosure is not necessarily somebody who needs to sell their house fast. There's a sector of that market that want to just sell it. There's a sector of that market that want to save their property, right? Obviously, as an investor, as a wholesaler, you're looking for the person that wants to sell it fast. Well, some people don't always get to that stage in immediately. They don't get to the stage where they feel like they need to sell the property fast. Sometimes they're just looking for a way to avoid foreclosure. Some of them, not all of them, but some of them, eventually they get to a point where they're like, you know what? I'm too in deep with this. I owe too much. The bank is not working with me. I need to get rid of this property, right? And maybe they're owing way too much, much more than the property is actually worth. In which case, they will have to be able to willing to sign an agreement for short sale. Short sale means a bank will allow them to sell the property for less than what they owe, and then we forgive the rest of it, right? At least the cash part of it, right? The cash part of it, right? And a lot of times the bank will forgive and actually write off the debt as well too, as long as you're selling it. That's a short sale. Okay, let me explain what that means again, one more time. You owe $500,000 on a house. The house is now worth $250,000. You cannot sell that house unless you pay $500,000 to the bank. From a conventional standpoint, but you consult with the bank, you said, I want a short sale. The bank says, you know what? I've just evaluated a house, it's worth $300,000. If you find a buyer for $300,000, we'll sell it to them and we'll forgive you of the $200,000. That is a short sale. So if you know how to facilitate so short sale and negotiate it, and you have a lawyer who knows how to close it, you can absolutely flip properties that way. So you facilitate the negotiation, you talk with the bank, right? And you get the bank to agree to 300, 275, whatever it is, and then you turn around and you sell that property. Maybe the property can still, maybe somebody still find the property worth 350 out there, and you can make a cool 30, 40, $50,000 in your pocket just for facilitating that deal. All right, so that's a short sale. Now, again, back to how do you attract these people online? There are two ways that I'm going to give you, and that's create content that actually solve the problem of a person that's searching for avoid foreclosure on YouTube, on Google, on the online search engines that we have today. Create a piece of article, a piece of video preferably, that answers these questions, how to avoid foreclosure. Now, how to avoid foreclosure can be asked in multiple different ways. It can be asked in about 50 different ways, with 50 different types of phrases, with 50 different types of scenarios. Your job is to come up with all these different angles and scenarios and answer kind of like the same question, but in a different way, with a different story. Right, I do that on this channel here. So people searching on this channel are typically people in a wholesale business, and they're looking for a way to build wholesale. I answer kind of the same question that's been asked in about 50 different ways. I answer them all individually because everybody's story is a little bit different. Their scenarios is different. You want to do the same thing when it comes to the avoid foreclosure market, right? What about selling your house fast? How to sell my house fast? How to get rid of a property, right? These are all different phrases for the same solution that people will be trying to solve. These are all different phrases that represent different problems that people are trying to solve. And your job, if you want to attract these people online, does that make sense? Your job is to create content that helps them do exactly that. Okay? So what would be the typical target place? Right? What would be the typical place in to place an ad in front of in order to generate? So there's no ad place, okay? There's no one place where people that are motivated sellers hang out. Maybe people looking to sell a property, maybe they're on a forum somewhere, but once they sell that property, they don't really belong in that group anymore. So it's not really a sustainable group to put a group of people together. However, people that right now today in this moment in time they need to sell a property fast or they need to avoid foreclosure, they are going to one place. Okay, they're searching on Google, they're searching on the search engines, maybe Yahoo if they're one of the dinosaur internet users out here, right? But typically they go to Google, right? And again, when they search on Google, you want them to be finding your content as opposed to your competitors' content. So let me give you another spin to this. Traditionally, we send direct mail to a list of pre-foreclosures, a list of expired lists, right? Those two type of lists right there are some of the best lists that you can send letters to, right? However, there's a lot of people sending letters to this type of people because their name is public record. There are companies selling their names and their list and their address and their information online. So, and then the gurus, right? The wholesaling gurus and the real estate investor gurus are doing events every weekend. People are paying 40 grand, 38 grand, 25 grand to attend this event, and they're putting people on the streets just like you that are looking to get into the business, and many of them are sending these letters. And that population of people sending those letters increased over time. I started back in 2004 and 5, and it was, the response rate to our letters back then was high. But these days is a little bit different. So why? There are multiple reasons. When people pick up your letter or 15, 20 other letters because their name is on the public list, on the public records, right? And everybody's trying to tell them, like, listen, I can help you solve your pre-foreclosure problem. I can help you save your property, right? I would like to buy your house, right? Everybody's sending these letters. They get overwhelmed, but when they get overwhelmed, that doesn't stop them from doing more research because they still need to solve the problem. Where most of them go is they go on Google, right? And they go search for more solutions. So here's where most people sending those letters are making a mistake. When they go search on Google, can they see more information from you? Are they receiving more information from you, right? Can they go to your website and download more information on how to avoid foreclosure or how to sell their house fast? Can they see more blog posts, more video posts, right, on your YouTube channel, right? Can they see that, right? Once they watch your video or they read your article, can they opt in to receive more information about this? In which case, you'll be capturing the information and you'll be building your list of potential sellers or people that are related to other potential sellers, people that can refer more business to you. Can they do that? Usually the answer is no. Everybody's trying to capture. You send that one letter with their phone number, and if they don't call you, then you lost that prospect into other people, right? That may be already online, that have a presence online. Does that make sense? So here's the let me try to help you a little bit, okay? People go on to YouTube, right? And they go search for solutions to their problem, to go search for answers to their questions, right? Your ideal prospect in this situation is a motivated seller. What questions are they asking? Okay? How to avoid foreclosures? How to sell my house fast? That's what they're asking. When you go into the search engines, like for example, if I go here, let me give you a quick cool, right? How to sell my house. As you can see, Google is already suggesting other ideas for me. How to sell my house fast. How to sell my house by owner. How to sell my house myself. How to sell my house on Zillow. How to sell my house for cash. Okay? You need to create content for each one of this, okay? Not only that, okay, this is what you call auto suggestion, right? So I'm going to say fast and press enter. And then Google is going to spit all this out. And I can see somebody already published information here on Money US News. And that's okay. Read it and learn it, okay? And I'm going to tell you why you want to read it and learn it, right? I will spend some time here and actually read some of this stuff because you need to learn this stuff yourself, okay? You're investing time to learning this stuff. That's IL, invest, learn, okay? Read through them. If you're really good at this, eventually you'll be scanning through them because you already know what they're about to say, because eventually you're on the same topic and you're creating more and more content, right? You may say, but other people already created this. It doesn't matter. There's more than enough people on the internet, especially on your local area, okay? All those people are international. A lot of them have not catered to people in your local area, okay? So when you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a place here that says search is related to how to sell my house fast. Okay? Search is related to all of these are also keyword phrases that you can create content around. Somebody searched for how to sell a house fast by owner. Sell my house fast for cash. Sell my house in 7 days. Sell my house fast for market value. How to create content that answers these questions plus more. Okay? Create 10 to 20 minutes content, video content. I'll do that. How do you do that? How do you know what to say in 10 to 20 minutes? Well, again, the formula is very simple, and that's the formula I want to share with you here. If you're on this channel, I've shared with you the 3 P's, the 3 C's, but really, how to create content, right, is the number four right here, right? When you create content, the byproduct of that is value. You're pushing value into the marketplace. Influence. Everybody, if you do more of it, you become influential in the eyes of the beholder, the people that are looking at you, right? Especially on a consistent basis. Brand, you're building a brand as the expert in that area of expertise, right? Trust, when you show up every day, every week with new content, the trust is automatic, it's a byproduct. Equity, just like in real estate equity, you're building brand equity. Does that make sense? Well, how do you do that? That's ILDT. Invest, learn, okay? Invest time to actually do this research. The first page is good enough for you to gather enough information that you can share in 10 to 20 minutes if it's a video, or you can share in a 500 to 1,000 words if it's an article, right? So you can choose any one of those two, and you want to publish them online, on YouTube, on your own blog, all right? Very similar. You want to do that on a consistent basis. Eventually, all of these pieces of content will attract people to you. Do, right? Well, do would not be much applicable here, but what you can do is you can create a place where you can capture all these leads and actually help them sell their house fast. Like, think about it, you're telling them how to sell their house fast, you're learning it yourself, and you're sharing with them, and you're becoming more of an expert every day you're creating content, right? Who do you think they want to hire first if they need to hire somebody to help them facilitate the process? It's you. Okay, it's probably you, just on top of the fact that your content can actually monetize itself on the YouTube, where you can actually make ad money on your YouTube and you can sell other people's products. In which case, on my seven step, in my seven step process, I always talk about multiple streams of income because cash flow is king. Does that make sense? So again, what are you doing when you're publishing this video? You're teaching, okay? And there's a saying that says, when you teach, you learn twice. And that's the beauty in doing this exercise that I just shared with you. Not only are you attracting this prospect to work with you, okay? You're attracting them to continue to follow you. When they continue to watch your video and watch time on your YouTube and your videos and your interaction and your engagement to your videos increases, YouTube is gonna literally share your video more with more people that are searching for similar stuff. They share your video more because, again, you're creating this content and you're pushing your video, your brand, you're pushing your content out there, and people will start paying attention. So, with that being said, if you want endless paid sign-ups, people signing up in your business all day long, that's what we cover here. You can go to allatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go, and you can download all the information there on step-by-step process on what I just shared with you on how to do this on a daily basis, on a regular basis, and bring all these people into your world and help them solve their problem. You help them, you give them what they want first, okay? There's actually a question I just answered today. Somebody said, well, you're saying bringing value. What does that mean? Well, bringing value means you find out what people want, which I just did. I just showed you because I already had an idea in my head and typed that in. And then Google is already suggesting other ways that they're searching for the same answer, okay? And then you create content after you create content for each one of those ones, and then you have a galore of content all out there, acting as agents, bringing back business to you. Okay, so value means you find out what people want, and you give it to them. If you give people what they want already, they will want more. They will want more at any price that you offer it to them. Why? Because brand, because trust, because equity. They will pay you more than your competitor, even where you guys stand side by side, because they've seen you as the expert. So if you send a letter to a person's house and you say, hey, come to my website and read more information about this, or the other person say, give me a call, right? Who do you think they're going to take action on first? Who do you think is more convenient for them? The one that says, you can call me, but you can go also on my website and read more information about that. The one that actually helped them first. Not only helped them in that moment, but on an ongoing basis, because you capture the information. And every time you release a new video on how to sell a house fast, once a week is advisable. Every time you do that, they receive another email about the same problem they're going through with a different person's story, with a different type of questions to it, right? And when you do that, you become the expert and you become the one they want to do business with, right? And that's how you beat your competition out. That's how you wipe your competition out. So there are 2,000 people that watch this video. One of them said, yeah, I just rather just take the calls. I don't have time for that. That's good, because again, you'll be losing business to people like me, right? And the other people that are watching this video that say, you know what, that makes sense. After all, especially if you're less busy and you're still trying to build a business, especially if you don't have a cash flow business already, this is a way for you to start flowing content into the marketplace, because the money you're going to make is going to be directly proportional to the value that you bring into the marketplace. How many people have you helped? Now, if you're strapped out and you don't have $100 to send mailings every week, this is a perfect solution for you, because YouTube is absolutely free, and creating content just takes some time. You invest some time after hours, after your 9 to 5, you come, you create a new video, you learn this stuff. Invest, learn, do, and teach. You go there, you search for another one, you pick one of them. So think about this. When I type this in, if I select this one, right, Google will spit another set. Okay, we buy houses unethical, we buy houses, we don't want, we buy houses, because the person searching for that is not what we're looking for. So you'll find something like that. Need to sell my house fast is more like it. You can click on it and then it take you into this search again, and then you find more information, right? Sell my house now, see, that's more like it. Sell my house fast online quotes, right? And these are all things you can create content around. Does that make sense? So that's what I have for you. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Please like, share this video. Subscribe to my channel. Okay, all right. So this is what it looks like once you're subscribed. But if you're not subscribed, you will see a subscribe button. Click subscribe on it, and under the video, you'll see a subscribe video. Let me show you. So this will be a video right here on the channel. Right under the video, you'll see a subscribe button. Okay, so if you're not subscribed, you see a subscribe button around here. You want to click subscribe, okay, or click on my name and subscribe, and that will take you inside. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.